If for one night we gon' get drunk, we gon' do some drugs, we gon' smack bitches, we gon' do what we do best. And you know what? Motherfuckers is already talking about you. They can't even follow me now. If I gave you a map, goddammit, you still couldn't follow me. I'm doing my thing now. Ain't nothing changed about me except my age. I got a little older. I got a little wiser. But the gangster is still the gangster. And this will be a night that goes down in history once again.
High Society Radio on the Gas Digital Network, gasdigitalnetwork.com. I'm Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley.
Bronx Johnny.
Chris Lindbrook.
That's it. All three of us are here. On Twitter, it's at HS Radio Show. On Instagram, Instagram.com/High Society Radio.
Don't bother following.
Follow everything. Reddit.com/r/High Society Radio. And then you go to gasdigitalnetwork.com and you go to iTunes and you subscribe to the show and you give us 5 stars and everything's great, everything's cool, everything's wonderful.
Buy the merch. Don't forget to buy the merch.
Get that merch. Get some. Get some. Johnny, I know you've already bought 4 hats. I'm like, Johnny.
Oh, yeah, son.
Johnny, why are you buying so many hats?
Gotta be fresh all day, every day.
Really? I know, like, dudes buy, like, multiple pairs of white sneakers. So you say people should wear buy multiple snapbacks?
Fuck yeah, son.
Because you gotta keep it fresh.
Just our shit, though. Any other
we're going to run some limited editions eventually. I'm
oh,
sure.
Really? Yeah, limited edition?
I've been told we can do different colors. We can do all sorts of shit. Maybe we'll have a fan design something. We'll do a contest. We'll get an autographed copy of Bronx Johnny's Backpage credit card receipts.
Hell yeah, son.
You're using credit cards with Backpage.
You got to use what you got to use one of those low limit shits that you get from Capital One so you can just cut that card up. You're like, beat, son.
You're beat, prostitute. Thanks, but no thanks.
Exactly.
Oh boy! All right, so it's the first minute of the show where we mentioned Backpage. That's good.
Well, I need you to get that in because I know it bothers you.
it's starting to bother me that it comes up every week. I mean, there has to be something else to talk about. I know. I saw Batman v Superman.
I saw it too in 3D.
Dawn of Justice. Oh, you saw it in 3D?
Yeah.
I saw it on a Chinese bootleg where I think it was.
It's not meant to be viewed that way.
They recorded it in a 3D theater, so the screen looked all messed up the entire time.
Shit.
So I was that's how I saw Batman v Superman.
It's not, you can't watch something in a medium that it's not meant to be seen in and expect to get the full experience of the film.
Dawn of Justice. I got the gist of the film. That was a clusterfuck.
It was fine.
What did you think of it, young Chris?
I liked it.
You can't possibly have liked that film.
I did like it.
What did you like about it?
It reminded me of a Batman and Superman comic book, and I like this film.
What's up?
Hey, boss, what's going on?
Showing the studio to someone, kids.
Oh, okay. Nice studio. How's it going?
Good. Why don't you guys put the fucking fan on? It's hot as balls.
I like it hot. I like to sweat it out.
That warmth is lovely.
There was the boss man. He is not happy with us right now. So Batman versus Superman. I thought it was convoluted and dumb. And there was a part. Look, I'm telling everyone right now. Spoiler alerts. Because I want to just talk about all the terrible plot points of this actual film.
Do comic books not have terrible plot points? Like, if you like comic books, if you actually like the comic books, I feel like you'll probably. If you like Batman and Superman comic books, then you'd like this movie.
I like the Batman comic books. I like the Dark Knight, right? That was the Frank Miller one.
Yeah,
that was like loosely.
I'm talking about the canon.
Stuff.
I'm talking about like the canon DC comics. Like if you like those shits, like I think you would like this movie.
So if you don't want the movie to get spoiled, then you probably shouldn't listen to the next 10 minutes of this podcast. Fast forward a little bit. So spoiler. There we go. I think that's enough.
Yeah.
You're gonna give 3 spoilers.
That was just a generic spoiler alert.
Oh, we should probably get a sounder for that.
There was a part of this film when and you referenced it before the show came on. I told you stop talking right now. Where I guess Batman and Superman have been fighting, and Batman's got the upper hand, and he's beating the shit out of Superman. And,
nice.
And
as it should be.
Yeah. And see, Superman had to beat up or try to kill Batman because Lex Luthor kidnapped his mother, Martha Kent. And at one point, they just start Batman and Superman. Was it Batman who started to scream Martha into each other's faces? Because both.
That's not what happened in the movie.
What happened in the movie then?
Superman said he's going to kill Martha,
yeah.
which is his mom's name.
Yeah.
And Batman's mom's name is also Martha.
Yes, that's exactly what? It. And it made no goddamn sense.
What are you talking about?
So stupid.
No, listen. It did make sense.
So no, Batman, it didn't.
Wait. So Batman has because mommy issues, son?
Of course he does. Wait. So the guy who dresses up in spandex because his parents were murdered doesn't have fucking mommy issues?
Well, I'm just saying, like, just because a bitch has the same name, that's kind of weird.
He thought that Superman, like, figured out who the fuck he was.
That's a fucking
snapped him out of his blind Batman rage. I'm telling you.
It was just
made perfect sense.
Mind-shatteringly really? Dumb. That was like the big apex of their fight, and then them broing down afterwards.
They did bro down pretty hard.
I mean, just ridiculously bro down.
Somebody posted a meme of that shit from Step Brothers. Like, wait, your mom's name is Martha too? Did we just become best friends? I think we did.
But what? That never happened in the comic books, right?
Then
why make it like that? They bro down because their mothers had the same names.
No, it just look. They even made a reference that like Lex Luthor played Batman and put him into a fucking crazy rage. He was the one sending those fucking letters to Bruce Wayne with the return checks, driving him. Nice. You know, because Batman is fucking insane. So he snapped because he already wanted to fuck up Superman as it is. So then it just made him fuck up Superman, and that took him out of his fucking, you know, his fucking crazy Batman obsessive shit, and it broke him of it. Because, you know, he's got strong will, that Batman. It just takes his mother's name.
Strong
right safe word. It was a safe word.
That's some pussy-ass shit, though.
Martha is a safe word.
That's
Martha,
seriously. That was a safe word. Yeah, that's it. You're 100% right.
It's a way to break it down.
I mean,
whenever I do my Revolutionary War, role play in the house, Martha is always a safe word.
And, you know, they talked up the fact that this was going to be like the beginning of the Justice League shit, of the Justice League movie, and they
referenced. It definitely was an advertisement for the Justice League movie. That'll come out eventually.
Because at one point, like, Batman gets, like, these secret files or whatever.
From Lex Luthor, who's been gathering files. It's exactly what a comic book would actually be.
Well, they did that in a cartoon, too.
From Lex Luthor.
They did it in the comic book in the 90s.
Aquaman is, like, on posters for this movie. How long is he in the film?
Oh, jeez.
Like, 10 seconds.
10 seconds. The Flash.
Also, you look a lot like Roman Reigns.
It was Roman Reigns, dude.
Was it?
It was dude from Game of Thrones.
That movie's
right?
Not going over. I'm telling you right now.
That's who Aquaman is.
Oh, it was Khal Drogo?
It was Khal Drogo.
Yeah. Who I'm pretty sure is Roman Reigns.
Yeah, yeah, they're the same person.
They act just as badly. So,
speaking of Roman Reigns, what are you guys doing tomorrow night?
Well, we're doing live from the Gas Digital Studios. We're going to be doing commentary on NXT TakeOver Dallas.
What's NXT TakeOver Dallas?
That's the NXT show. They have their own pay-per-view right before WrestleMania. So we're going to do our WrestleMania pre-show that we always do.
Yep.
Okay.
And then we're going to do commentary for NXT TakeOver Dallas.
Are those fun? I don't know.
Oh, those shits are fantastic.
I'm just curious.
It'll be fun. Me and Johnny are going to sit here and drink beer and talk about wrestling. So
we never really
get
the picks right, per se, but it's fun. We always call shenanigans. It gets weird sometimes.
What shenanigans do you call?
Actually, can we post the show a little early so that people know that we're actually doing this? Because we decided to do it on Tuesday.
Yeah. We'll put it on Twitter, on HS Radio Show, and the Gas Digital Network. Twitter will put it out. It'll be great. All you NXT fans.
It's good shit, son.
I don't know.
I think people just want to hang out with me and Johnny while we watch wrestling.
Yeah, I mean, you guys bro down. You guys are kind of like Batman and Superman when I think about it.
It's true. I mean, me and you are closer because, I mean, both of our parents are dead. We're like Batman and Batman.
Yeah, basically.
See, but Johnny,
yeah.
His dad is like dead to him.
Okay.
Well, he's not really dead.
So he's more like Martian Manhunter.
Yeah.
What? Made no sense.
All right, he's an illegal alien.
All right, yeah. So back to fucking Dawn of Douchiness. So there was Wonder Woman in the... All right, see, I'm talking about the files.
Super hot.
She looked the eyes, son. Jizz all over that.
What?
No. She looks nice.
We're a classy show, Johnny.
All right.
So there was Wonder Woman they showed. They showed Aquaman for 10 seconds, and then they showed The Flash, right? And then they showed... who was the fourth?
Well, The Flash
dude?
Was in two scenes.
What other scene was
they
The Flash
foreshadowed
in?
Green Arrow?
They foreshadowed a later movie. The Flash was coming back in time when Batman woke up from a nightmare.
What the
that was
fuck?
Definitely... That's how comics work. Listen, comics have a fucking A plot, a B plot, and a C plot. That's how they're written. So, like... you're mostly seeing the A plot, then the B plot becomes the plot, then the C plot comes like 10 issues later. So that's how comic books work.
Did it follow like verbatim like the comic book formula? And
no, I mean not quite. Price? I mean, they definitely changed stuff from the comic book. Although I think in some later version of Doomsday, he did have heat vision.
Doomsday was in it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Spoiler alert! It's in the fucking preview.
Nice.
Yeah, Doomsday's in it. Yeah.
Oh yeah, and just like
I don't even think you know you said spoiler alert. I don't think you spoiled anything because
a lot
like,
of people seen that shit.
No, not, a lot of people saw it and made a lot of money. But B, fucking, they gave away everything in the series of trailers.
In the second trailer, they gave away Wonder Woman and they gave away Doomsday, and it was just so well, you dumb. Kinda,
you, which is funny because like with the Wonder Woman shit, if they didn't show it in the trailer, you wouldn't realize she was Wonder Woman until later in the movie because it could. I like was like. Oh, is that supposed to be like Ra's al Ghul's daughter?
Sure.
You know what I mean? That's what I thought it was supposed to be, you know?
Yeah.
Whatever, bro. Whatever, bro.
Some vaguely ethnic woman, like, who's fucking with Batman, like.
Ganesh shit down.
So. Yeah, Doomsday was there, and there was really no point to bring him into this film, like, none whatsoever. And then Doomsday killed, I'm going to use air quotes here, and people could see this, they killed off Superman.
So that's what he does.
And then brought him back literally at the end of the movie. Like they were just like, "Don't
just
worry."
Just like in the comics.
Yeah, no, in the comic books he was dead. In the Death of Superman, he was dead at the end of the comic book. So why even tease that he's alive? Why even give that? It's like, "Sorry, don't worry, bros. He's actually going to live. We're just going to make this incredibly obvious."
Because everybody knows that.
Like, Zack Snyder sucks. What other movies has Zack Snyder done? What did that just goddamn
dude,
cuck?
Where's my car?
Yeah, dude, did he really do Where's My Car? That doesn't seem his speed. It's too good of a film for him to be associated with. So I thought it was just a clusterfuck all around. I mean, I like that Batman, I guess, was a little violent. He was, like, fucking people up. Did he kill a few people?
I mean, there's mad stuff in the old comic books where, like...
Well, he used to.
What it is Batman will create a way that, like, he didn't kill you, but, like, you know, you kind of die.
You had an option.
So he's like that dude from Saw.
Yeah. Exactly.
Technically, yeah, actually.
All right, what else has Zack Snyder got under his belt, Dana?
Okay, he's got Watchmen in 2009 and Dawn of the Dead in 2004.
See, I hated Watchmen.
I didn't really like Watchmen.
I like Dawn of the Dead.
I know he's done other films besides that. Look at his full filmography is the word I'm trying to use.
Way to pronounce it.
All right, I'm sounding out my words. Watchmen, what do you think of Watchmen?
I did not like Watchmen, even in a theater.
It was convoluted. Too much shit.
I thought it was whack. I thought it was. It didn't look good. People were sucking the effects dick, and I just didn't think they were very good.
I didn't think the effects were bad. It was just like a lot of...
I did not enjoy that movie. Although I thought the ending made more sense than the ending of the comic book.
Yeah, 100%. That's true. That's the only thing that made sense. Yeah. Dana?
Okay, so for actor, it just listed those two shows. But for director, there was also Justice League Part 2, Part 1, Batman vs. Superman.
That was Superman 75. Oh, don't even click that. What else was it? Sucker Punch. That was a terrible movie.
Yeah,
Sucker
Punch.
Man of Steel.
Man of Steel,
Legend
terrible.
Of the Guardians.
Oh, is that an owl movie?
He was in 300.
That was all right.
He's a director. He's not an actor. He's a director. So he had 300.
Something About Morrissey, which I could totally do without. And then Playground, whatever that is. Oh, it's a video documentary.
How does this guy keep getting...
Is it about Johnny?
It is about Johnny. No, it's not called The Story of El Chomo.
Well, it does say short.
Poppy Chomo.
Yeah, great Zack Snyder. And he's just going to keep getting work. Really
fucking
annoying.
Fat
and really, the Superman sucks. Superman's just shitty. Like, even
but
in Man of Steel.
He's a whack superhero, son.
I've been defending Superman for years.
In Man of Steel,
he's
like,
kind of a whack superhero.
All he does.
You need a good writer.
All he does is run into things. It's like his. And he has lasers.
That's why Batman could fuck him up.
And that's why he has lasers coming out of his eyes. That's it. That's all he's got. Superman's awful.
Wait,
he's
you mean
shitty.
He has super strength and vulnerability and laser? That's it?
But all he does is run into things. He just runs into shit. It's stupid. I hate Superman.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of Superman.
I hate. He's a bro. He's just a bro with a fucking cape.
You know,
special
like
powers.
I don't know about he's a bro. But.
I like Lex Luthor. Oh, I missed. Why did Lex Luthor get his hair?
He was in prison.
Oh,
so he shaved
his head.
Down.
Oh, come on.
So he,
see, in the comic, he lost his hair because of kryptonite had radiation.
Yeah, that's what
that would make more fucking sense. So he joined the Aryan Nation when he was
I hope in the second movie they get him off of all those charges the way he got off in the comic, which was that he just made like a deformed clone of himself and was like, here's the reasonable doubt. It wasn't me. It was my clone.
Jesus Christ.
A great
that's pretty smart.
I mean...
Dr. Doom does it all the time.
Fucking 13-year-old me thought that was a great plot point.
This is brilliant. Yeah, good work, Lex. Did you see there was
and then he put himself in a clone body that had hair.
There was
smart.
A cut scene that was a scene that was cut out of the film that went online where like he's like talking to Darkseid or whatever.
Nice. They should have left that in there.
Dark Side, son. All right, what was that box, that black box? Like, what was the fourth superhero that they had in there? Like, because when
it was Cyborg was the black dude.
Who's Cyborg?
Oh, the dude from...
Basically, they needed a black superhero.
A black superhero.
There's not too many known black superheroes. Cyborg happened to have been in a cartoon.
Didn't they have a black Aquaman for a little bit?
No, there is a black, Green Lantern. Right? And I heard that they might use... they're going to reboot Green Lantern, and they'll probably use the John Stewart Green Lantern who was in all the cartoons as opposed to Hal Jordan. Who was who Ryan Reynolds played in the last Grand
This is
Green
getting deep.
Yeah, it's a lot of shit.
Mythos.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
Well, another DC comic news. Preacher's coming out soon. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't Seth Rogen playing Preacher or something?
Nah, he's like the executive producer or whatever.
That could be good. I mean, there's some jokes in Preacher.
I mean, Preacher, I think, pound for pound, in my opinion.
As long as it's not Timothy Olyphant, I'll watch it.
The
Timothy Olyphant ain't that bad.
Probably the best comic book series of all time. I mean, Preacher was amazing.
I mean, I would beg to differ, but...
Okay, how would you differ then, Chris?
I don't think Preacher's the best comic book series of all time. I would go with The Goon
or The Max. We sound like children. This is hysterical.
I like
Goon and The Max are better. The Image run on Ninja Turtles is very good.
Yeah, I like that one.
You know, I mean, if you want to talk about this, read every issue of Preacher.
Archie has some good fucking issues every once in a while, so...
Mike Carey's run on Lucifer was very good.
I don't know what
spin-off of The Sandman.
Talking about.
You got too deep for him, son.
Way too deep. Oh, God. Yeah, all right, so that was our take on Batman versus Superman. Chris liked it. I wish I just hadn't watched it. I hadn't watched it in my
Maybe if you
Chinese
saw like
bootleg.
In 3D, you would have liked it better. So.
I don't like 3D movies.
Maybe I was regular IMAX.
Though. I was Holly Hunter and shit.
I've never seen... she was good. She got murked out, though. Oh, yeah.
Damn, son. I didn't want to know that.
Like, the beginning of the movie, it's like 9/11. It's fucking...
Yeah, that was the point.
That's what it would be like if aliens were fucking up
yes,
a city.
Yes, I know. I don't want to fucking see that. Also, then there was the terrorist attack that wiped out Congress.
What the fuck?
It was fucked up. The movie was nice. Fucking weird.
Yeah, you know.
Wait. You're saying there's a problem with an entire city being destroyed by aliens and Congress being blown up?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I don't know what kind of movies you like.
All right, I'll tell you a movie I like that I saw. Did you see the trailers for Midnight Special?
No.
Oh, yeah, that shit looked all right, son.
You know what? It was more than I. It was fantastic.
What is that?
Did you see it?
Yeah, I saw it, yeah.
Oh.
In theaters, Johnny.
Damn.
In theaters.
I don't even know what this is.
Oh, you know the guy who did Mud and Take Shelter?
Oh, I do want to see it with Michael Shannon.
Sea Dog?
Yeah, man. Iceman. He's good money. So.
Yes, he plays the Iceman in this movie.
Well, he's fucking nuts in real life, I've heard. But
Michael Shannon. Yeah, he's an intense dude.
He gets fucking crazy.
He's awesome. He's the shit.
He played a corpse in Batman versus Superman.
He did, yeah. Do you think they actually brought him in that, or they just like created like a latex corpse?
I think they just made a fucking mask of his face.
It's pretty cool.
Although I could see him just being like, yeah, whatever, it's only a couple $100, I'll just lay still.
I'm sure for his image, he got paid more than $100.
Yeah, that's lowballing it hard.
How much do you think he really got paid for using his image?
Corpse?
Yeah, Johnny, now.
No, if he wasn't in it,
$45,000.
$45,000?
Yeah.
That sounds about right, I guess. There's probably some weird SAG shit.
I was thinking like 75. I think he got like a fat $75,000 check just like, yo, Mike Shannon.
That'll keep his band going.
That's
for
how
a
broke
while.
We are.
Hell yeah.
He actually has a band?
His band is Corporal.
Oh.
And they're not that bad. You know that?
Might have to check that out, son.
Definitely. Everyone check out Michael Shannon's band, Corporal. I think they play around the city sometimes.
That dude that plays the Joker, I don't like his band.
Who, Jared Leto?
Yeah, that dude.
Or Heath Ledger?
Yeah,
Ledger's band doesn't exist anymore because he's dead, Johnny.
That one, yeah, but...
Rest in piss.
Leto, I can't fuck with that dude, son. He thinks he's like a werewolf sometimes and shit.
He's a weird dude, son. Who thinks they're a werewolf?
He's putting like different contacts on and shit.
Who are you talking about?
Jared Leto.
Who's he hitting on?
He hits on other dudes' chicks, man. That shit is like...
He's Jared Leto. He can hit on wherever he wants.
That don't make it right, son.
Now, he made that shitty movie, Mr. Nobody, which is fucking terrible, and I don't recommend for anyone.
What movie is Mr. Nobody? Is that like Dallas Buyers Club?
Some shitty Netflix movie. You don't watch it.
I'm not. Don't worry. Yeah.
He was whacking Lord of War too, son.
Lord of War was a fucking terrible movie.
All right, back to a Midnight Special and Michael Shannon. It's by Jeff Nichols. The dude did Mud and
that's a good movie. Son.
Take Shelter, and it's fucking great. Like it's really good.
Yeah, it looked
good. Really enjoyed it. Now, it's kind of like Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
The kid has special powers, or I didn't really.
I'm not going to give you anything, dog. Just go see the movie. If you watch the trailer, bro,
it's like limited release in theaters.
Yeah, I saw the trailer,
though.
And then it comes out tomorrow in more theaters. It probably comes out on demand in a couple weeks.
I have to leave my borough for this shit.
You're probably going to have to leave your borough, bro.
Damn.
You okay with that?
I guess.
I mean, you left your borough to come here. You should go see it right now after the show.
I thought it was a hologram. Oh, you're not a hologram. Look at that.
Yo, they're making hologram technology now, where like
If like, also the HoloLens glasses.
The HoloLens glasses.
Should
look
wack, son.
I don't know. It's pretty crazy.
Are they just fucking Oculuses?
Yeah, that's I'm fucking not sure. simpler. Because you got to use all those fucking cameras and light beams in a room. It's like a studio lighting.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
So what we're talking about is like you put on a there's like a perimeter set up with these like poles and 3D cameras, and they film you, and they can project your image to any other place where the setup is working. So that if you put this headset on, you can like I'd see like say if Chris you're in Guy in Hong Kong and you had it, I could put the set on, it look like you're in the room with me.
Really? So I can go on way more gaycations, is what you're saying?
So many more gaycations.
Well, good, because I got one planned for next month.
Where? Where are you going?
Don't worry about it.
Really? That's weird.
Tell why wouldn't you get back?
All right. That's fucking odd.
They don't let me take pictures at this resort.
Oh, wow. Boy. You're going to North Korea, aren't you?
Mm.
You're going to end up doing hard labor with that dude who tried to steal a poster, and now he's doing 15 years in prison.
What kind of poster did he try to sell? I don't even know.
Whack-ass poster.
Some propaganda poster from work and...
All the posters look the same, some color brown with like red letters on it and shit. Maybe some yellow every once in a while.
That's piss. That's North Korean piss, Johnny.
But like you kind of figure those fucking that technology they got popping off is like probably for like guilty dads that are always on the road and shit. I don't really
see.
They
got fucking FaceTime.
Nah, but you kind of want to see your kid and shit. Maybe for pedophiles too. I don't know. They spend money.
What are you talking about? No,
it's a weird thing. I don't,
what, the,
I don't,
the VR technology?
No, that's technology itself. The other VR shit, like...
Oh, the hollow technology.
Yeah, I'm not fucking...
But you're just wearing it and it looks like somebody's... It's still a stupid helmet.
But like, all right, let's say you jerking off. Can somebody tell you if you jerking off?
Yeah.
If they have it on?
If you want them to, like your phone. You could do that with your fucking phone.
Yeah,
why don't you jerk off on Periscope later? We need some more content on our Periscope page.
I gotta get my Periscope game up.
Are you gonna start jacking? They're gonna ban you, dude. They're
gonna
ban
the snowman.
I heard you got banned from the front page.
Yeah, because... too much cursing, and I think I insulted mentally challenged.
That's
people.
Why we never made it to the front page of iTunes. It's your fault.
Really? You think it's my fault? I didn't think you'd get banned for language. Oh, I mean, I don't say too many terrible things. I mean, Johnny says worse shit than I do.
Way to fucking pass the bug,
yeah,
man.
That's what I'm doing. I'm passing that bug.
You're allowed to say that. It's like the N-word.
I'm sick of being the fall guy. I'm sick of just getting dropped out there. I didn't even make words there. Oh, God. So you mentioned Oculus Rift. Have you ever used it?
No, I haven't. They have like some weird sex ed classes now for Oculus Rift.
What?
You can take porn?
No, like
a sex ed class you can take on Oculus
Rift.
It's
for children,
yeah,
I guess?
No, it's for like college students. Here, let me pull it up.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah, it's like college students basically to teach like... The scenario is like a girl's at her dorm, and you have to like, the way you win is you ask the guy has a condom, you ask him his sexual history, if
what?
He has any STDs.
Yeah, it's mad wet.
Yeah, so. It looks pretty shitty too. Like it's
you don't do that shit on real dates. Like what the fuck,
Dana? Can you pull that up just to show the top picture of what it looks like?
Oh, I gotta motherboard. See this, bruh. Motherboard, eh?
Yeah. But yeah, so basically, it's just like it's just a class like to try to get people to actually ask if.
Oh, so it's
somebody
like,
has AIDS before
it's
they
not,
fuck them.
It's not really like sex ed. It's like consent stuff.
Yeah, but it's they're trying to get this into colleges.
Are they using that more for like immigrant
Which is
kids
sex
to come over here? Or
what are you saying?
Is that like more for immigrant kids that don't know what the word no means? Or
no, dude, because
it's very
white people
crazy.
All right, so the question
is to make white parents feel better about their parents, their kids whoring around in fucking.
This
college.
Looks like a whack ass video game.
That's what I'm saying.
I like how you touching their face though. That's like a nice personal touch.
Wait, so who's touching who? Is the man touching the face? Is the man touching a woman's face and asking if they
It could
they
be
have
two chicks fucking.
But why would two women want to
I
condoms?
Don't even know how the life meter goes down. You see, there's a life meter in the fucking...
That's semen deposits.
Oh, nice.
Not even. That's like if you don't wear rubber. It's like your heart...
So wait, if you get a semen deposit, does that bring the life meter down? Because that's the poison? You got to get the poison out? I don't understand how it works.
No, well, remember when I sent you that there was that meme?
We're fucking goons.
There was that meme of two dudes docking each other, and that's how you get more semen inside of you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. When you on
that was
round
really
four
creepy.
And your boy need a reload.
Yeah. See if you can find that. Not wait. Well, probably can't put that.
No,
on
you can't
YouTube,
put that
right?
up.
No,
that ain't popping.
Once we're on Gas Digital, we can do it.
Oh God,
yes. GasDigitalNetwork.com is working.
It'll be mostly just be dick pics.
Yeah, we can just show dicks all the time for all of our fans.
You guys like dicks,
our
right?
own dicks.
Oh my God,
other people's
so much.
Dicks.
Other people's dicks.
Holy shit! Like the main target of this though is like African American women.
What?
That's what the article was saying.
Why is that?
It says, spurred by the high rate of STIs, HIV infections, and unintended pregnancies.
So what you're saying among, is don't bank black chicks.
Among African Americans.
Is that what you're saying, John?
That's what this article's saying.
Come on, wow, bro. So motherboard is racist.
It's pretty racist. These fucking apps are just off the chain nowadays with their racism.
I don't know. I think that means don't have sex with black guys because they'd be the ones spreading STDs.
So well, you saying a black so, girl can't get a white man?
Don't you know about swirl culture, Dana?
Jesus.
Yeah, you got me there.
I bet me some black chicks in my lifetime. Pretty fun.
You like that?
Pretty
like,
fun. You bang, like, you leave. See you the next day. Like, yo, what's good? All right?
Yeah?
Chilling?
That's you're like, shit. Wow, that's the first person who saw me the next day.
I mean, what if you have HPV, though? Like, everyone has HPV. I mean, that's like fucking 100% rape.
Speak for yourself, boss.
What the fuck?
I don't. I know, but most, like, 80% of sexually active people.
Everybody's HPV. Not me, though, guys, yeah. Right?
You went from everybody to 80%. Way to clean that up, son.
Look up HPV rates among adults right now, Johnny.
Damn, you're that's get a lot
fucking,
of work,
you're going to get fucking, you're going to look like an asshole right now.
Fucking touchscreen.
What? You're going to get HPV in your asshole.
Touchscreen ain't going to suck my dick.
What is that thing, like a touchscreen that gives you the internet? What
yeah, it's like the internet, you touch it, son.
HPV in men, what am I looking for? HPV what?
HPV rates in adults rates. In America. That's what I someone told me 80% once. It was really strange. Man, I was like, damn, so that's like fucking.
Yeah, but most strains of HPV are not harmful.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like, I mean, it's only bad for women. It gives them like cancer
no,
in the
but
pussy.
Only certain ones.
Jesus.
No, some strains of HPV can give men genital warts
what?
And women genital warts.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Fucking warty, bruh. Yeah, so I don't know. I went on a weird tangent on HPV.
I'm going to say everybody has. There's a lot of readers. Everybody got that shit. Fuck it.
Good research, Johnny.
Everybody
you're the
got
best.
Like
everybody's
shit.
On the AOL. Everybody's got the HPV.
Everyone's using, yes, sir. Everyone's using Bing.
Yeah.
Are you taking shots?
Yeah, I'm taking shots at you, dog.
Johnny, you sent me a few articles that go to your...
Johnny did some show prep.
Yeah, Johnny did some show prep, and it was all MRA-heavy.
How's that show. MRA? Whoa, how's that MRA?
And you sent me an
explain,
article
explain,
saying,
explain
worst article
MRA
ever.
Is. First, explain what MRA
a men's rights activist, which Johnny is, and he sent me two articles. One was about some dude having to pay child support.
That's fucked up.
It was fucked up. Well, let's get to the first article, which you sent me, which is just like, you sent it under the title, stupidest article ever, but it was an article that says how masculinity is killing men.
Oh, Jesus.
A chick
Christ.
Wrote this for
it was on
Broadly.
Which I don't know how Johnny found his way to Broadly.com.
It tags into Vice. And then Vice is like a parent company or some shit. That's they Martha or whatever.
Marthly.com. That's going to be ours. It's going to be a granny porn site that
so,
we're going to put up.
This bitch is talking about, like, yo, if a dude is sick and shit, they're not going to say nothing. If it's a woman doctor, like, if you're a guy.
What are you talking about?
That's what the article is talking about.
The article is about how men don't report symptoms at the doctor's office.
They keep their mouth shut.
Like sometimes it's just out of laziness.
Yeah, I mean,
I can't say that. Like,
I completely forget. If like I'm not, it's like, you know, like how you bring a car to the mechanic and it's not making the noise.
Uh-huh.
Like, if I'm at the doctor and I'm not, like,
feeling the time.
That. I don't mention it. I just completely
I don't know, man.
Want like, to get out of there.
Yeah, I've multiple times. I always like I'll leave. I've left the doctor's office like, wow, oh, fuck. I should have brought that up.
Yeah, why didn't I didn't say the thing I went.
So you're saying you legit fucking forget shit.
Yeah, yes. I just absolutely forget shit.
If there's something wrong, I go to the doctor. Like, yo, there's something wrong. There's genital warts
yeah,
all over
but,
my balls.
Well, no, yeah,
I mean
yeah,
this
but,
is
like,
a classic.
I think it's HPV.
I mean, and that guy's like, it totally is. I could just by looking at you,
he's
like
yo,
dude, you totally have.
You don't
HPV.
Even have to look at it. You get like an odor emitting and shit. Like,
oh,
yeah,
good.
You got that shit, champ.
Nice.
I got some stats from about 2014 for HPV.
Okay.
Yeah.
About 79 million Americans are currently infected with
everybody.
14 million people becoming newly infected each year, so that's pretty much everyone.
Hell yes.
All right, good.
You was okay. Right, Papa.
Thank you. Finally, I get love. All right, so you're these. All right, so dudes don't report. So Chris
but,
and I agree with that,
but,
I mean, just from my own right, personal experience.
But here's my shit. Like, she's saying, like, if a guy had a woman doctor, they'd be more prone to share that shit, and I doubt that, because if I have an STD, I ain't telling no bitch I got that shit. You can find out later.
You are a terrible
I'm like,
person.
Yo, it is what it is. Like, a dude sees my shit. Yeah, that shit. I'm like, yo, my shit itches, dog. What you got for that? You got a tetanus shot, maybe? Something nice?
What?
Tell the chick that.
For your...
They'll put,
no,
like,
I mean, there's just a... Women just need to go to the doctor more often. I think this article...
Oh, yeah.
Because
they got
their pussies.
They got misusing.
Yeah, yes, exactly. Because they...
Wow.
Because they were all born with a fucking gaping wound.
Seriously, Jay.
What?
Yeah. Come on.
A pussy is a fucking knife wound, all right?
You are a...
If I stab you right now, it would look like a pussy in your stomach.
That's your man's right activist.
Yeah, I was about to fucking say that. Both you guys are
I don't
right
use
activist.
That
does
slang.
Does it bleed?
You guys just fucking eat.
Do people call it a gash?
Do both of you guys?
It's a wound.
A gash.
Eat red pills before fucking coming in here, dog. Jeez. Okay, go ahead.
They were uppers.
All right, go. What?
No, I'm just saying, like, women have to go to the doctor
yes,
more.
Yeah, yes,
so
yes.
They're going to be more likely to have better interactions with a general practitioner to go to gynecologists also.
The article's not stating that dudes forget shit. They, like, purposely fucking hide shit. They want to just, like, walk it off and whatnot.
Why would you hide anything from them? Make any sense?
But that's what I'm saying. That's why this stupid bitch writing
Jesus
this shit.
Jesus Christ.
This fucking gash, as my friend here likes to use the
word. Both you guys. I didn't refer to women as gash. I referred to their privacy as gash.
What the fuck?
Well, nah, what? But it's like, all right, I got some
shit. Is
that
any worse than the name prick? I mean,
you know what? That's an excellent point. That word hurts sometimes.
I pricked her skin, and she got a gash.
All right.
It makes perfect sense.
So what is this? As Bronx Giant says, this stupid bitch.
No.
What's your problem with her?
I'm just saying, like, she's writing about
she's
shit.
Lying?
She don't got no dick. How she know what the problem
Jesus
is, B?
Christ.
Like, if you got the part, you ain't gonna tell me, yo, that looks funny. That's my dick, dog. That's how my shit looks. You looking at
it's
it?
It's not just about your dick. What are you talking?
I'm saying, like, I only go to the doctor if I got like a dick problem or my tummy hurts. It's either or.
How often does your tummy hurt?
Sometimes I get there with a bowel syndrome. I'm not ashamed to admit it.
So you go to the doctor every time you get some weird shit?
When I have the bad shit, it's like you get something down your leg on the train. Hasn't happened yet, but God forbid it feels like it's
so bad. You only go to the doctor when you have a dick problem then, is what you're saying?
Yeah, if it's itchy or whatever.
I mean, that is that is the most common reason for a man to go to the doctor, right? Something weird with your dick?
Because
I guess,
you're nuts, no?
Dude, I had like a lump on my back for a while. I was just like, yeah, it might be cancer, but
yeah, he didn't go though.
My dick's
fine.
That's an
excellent point.
No, I know what it is now. When
my dick's good, bro.
Well, nah, at one point though, you did think it was cancer. And you still ain't.
I didn't have insurance at the time. I spent $90 to find out it was cancer.
Jesus, that was a good time. Though.
Oh, word, I'm done for. Thanks, doc.
Yeah, I'm like, well,
it's a wrap.
Where's the bill?
Guess I better squander the savings, not on chemo.
On feeling good.
Laughter is the best medicine.
That's what I always say, you know. And I always say, if it feels good, do it. It's the Chris Stanley philosophy, you know. And
so why do you always feel so shitty?
I feel good for small periods of time, you know, and then it just goes away. It's like, you know, I'm not manic. I'm just, you know, very depressed. That's all.
It sounds like you're a drug addict.
I don't know what you're talking about. I've been sober for 6.5 weeks.
Yeah, that's a long time.
It's getting weird.
It seems weird that you don't know how long you've been sober. It just seems like a real weird.
Well, I give him credit for that, because if he knows how he's sober, that means he's counting out. He's going to be more miserable for it, don't you think? Like, if you're not really paying attention to that, you live in life. Mm. You like watching Julia Roberts movies, whatever you do when you live like that.
I know. I've been watching Eat, Pray, Love constantly.
Hell yeah,
sir. I know that I haven't smoking weed. I'm feeling a lot better about myself, feel more clear-headed.
I hear people say that, but I don't buy into that, son. Like, you can make money smoking weed. You know that.
What does that mean?
You go on YouTube and
selling it, you mean?
No, that's illegal. Smoking.
No, there's a bunch of dudes that are doing like weed smoke videos on YouTube and making bank.
What?
Yeah.
Man, a week and a half looks like we're making YouTube weed smoke videos. Well, what are they?
I think they're doing it in legal states.
Oh, god damn it.
Well, you could pretend. We have a green screen now. We could pretend we're in Colorado, right?
So what are they saying in the weed smoke video? They just—it's like, all right. So they're just
smoking weed. They're just doing like reviews of weed. They're smoking out of like roar bongs and stuff. Yeah,
nice.
God damn it! Like, what, they're getting like shitloads of hits and then what, getting
paid? Like 80,000 a video and shit. Like, they're doing
is that
well.
Enough to make a living?
A little bit, and they're putting out a lot of videos. They smoke a lot of weed.
Wait
bro.
A minute, did they purposely like? Did they purposely like put their balls in front of a microwave to get like testicular cancer so they can get weed?
This isn't fucking South Park, Johnny. That's a cartoon. Yeah.
There are recreational states everywhere, man.
Nice.
Yeah, three places, three states. Or four now? Is it DC?
DC, Colorado, fucking Alaska?
Washington and California.
There you go,
Johnny.
California doesn't have recreational yet, does it?
No, it
doesn't. Oh, no, it does now. Yeah, but there's two different things. It's cheaper if you have a medical license.
That's what's up. Let's just go out there, become weed fucking video guys. Then we end up making out.
I think we're
going
to miss the boat. Yeah. People are already doing it. You got to be the first one to do that shit.
God damn it.
Yeah.
When's coke going to become legal?
Yo, it's on the way,
these
son.
Legal coke videos?
I'm smacked. All right,
so this strip. What goes good with this drip?
Yeah, right.
Can I get a nice red with this?
Oh, Colt 45. Perfect. Doesn't matter to me what I'm drinking.
Just bring me some Boone's Farm. It tastes like acetone already.
That's that good shit, though.
Your finest Boone's Farm.
Oh, yeah. That strawberry shit. Pack it
strawberry?
Nice. Oh, no. That's the only flavor I've seen, though. But
there's multiple flavors of Boone's Farm, bro.
I figured that much. They're everywhere, son. They're big, bro.
Should we just get Cisco once I'm
She gives you the black tongue. You don't want that.
If you're going to pick it up.
No, son, you don't want to do that.
Get some red flavor.
Yeesh.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Get that
I bought some
dick,
Mad Dog
bro.
When I was down in New Orleans and nobody would drink it with me.
What? Why wouldn't they drink it with you?
Because we're fucking adults.
I'm starting to think you do shit just to do it. Like,
no
there's
shit.
No rhyme or reason to it.
You just figured that out?
No, but some of this shit is a little bit insane. Like, that's insane.
It's not insane.
Buying a $2 pint of fucking
but
Mad Dog 2020.
You could have gotten anything.
It was peaches and cream flavor, for fuck's sake.
Oh, God.
I just wish I had
some how could this be bad?
That's hearty.
I wish I just had some peaches and cream right now.
How often am I in the South, John?
That's a good point.
Exactly. I hadn't had Mad Dog since I was like 19.
Mm. You like to get dirty. I mean, would you have any lean?
I mean, I can get that here.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah.
You can't get Mad Dog. You
get that wet by, son.
Johnny, why don't you drink lean more often?
No, I don't play that game.
Why not? You don't like to scratch yourself for
Shout
a while?
Shout out to Pimp C, bro.
Yeah?
Partially what might have killed him. They still don't know what killed him, but...
Not the massive amount of benzos and fucking codeine cough syrup?
Yeah, they poisoned that man, son.
Who did? The government?
The government. You think the Illuminati.
No, they
used maybe
the cancer
the
aid that they got Bob Marley with.
Hell yes.
You think so?
Yeah. It's like the harp system for cancer.
You know, I kind of believe that.
People come up with crazy shit, like when you know, you're a fan of somebody.
Like Jeff Fuel can't melt steel beams?
Yeah,
that's crazy now? If that's crazy, then label me fucking nut bar.
You heard about that chick who she posted online like George W. Bush just gave me a fat tip, even though he did.
Yeah.
George W. Bush, even though he did 9/11, he gave me a fat tip.
Hey, yo, she was in a picture with him.
Wasn't even that
son.
Bad. It was like $40.
Yeah, that's a good tip though. So nice. $40 on anything isn't bad.
I'm sure. Yeah, he was just eating some pie. Or
it was
something.
A $4,000 bill.
I think the bill was like $20 or some shit.
You're an ex-fucking president. You gotta start dropping fucking fat tips.
You don't really make that much as an ex-president, though, right?
I think he's
like,
got
if
that
you keep speaking to him,
I think George W. Bush is doing just fine.
I know Cheney's doing nice.
He's selling those
dude,
paintings.
Bro.
They get he gets guap for those paintings.
Is he selling them?
Yeah,
I wouldn't mind having a George W. Bush.
I think
Bush
you can
painting.
Get like. I think nice that was a charity thing. You can get like a commemorative like Christmas ornament that he painted.
Okay, I want to get a fucking print of it and put it up in the crib. Really?
Yeah,
bring the room together.
I want an original. I want to cop an original George.
Yo,
w.
dude, you're not gonna be able to afford that. I know you got dough, but I don't think you got dough like that.
Word, son.
I don't think you got George W. Bush fucking painting money. Dana, look up if they've been sold or what. Oh shit!
Ooh,
show it off. Show it off, Chris. Show that fucking stack off.
Hang on, do it again.
Show it off. Oh, look at that.
Nice.
There you go. Throw that shit out.
Yeah, we do it. I'm retired, dog.
I want that Dick Cheney riding the eagle, son.
This is bad.
That's what I put somebody down on.
Yeah, 50 Cent just went to court because of this.
Are you looking up if George Bush sold any of his paintings and how much they cost?
Is he like nice with it though?
I find them interesting. I mean, I
paintings aren't that great.
Well,
I buy one of he
just a story to tell. I guess
he painted his cat. I get a cat.
He paints
picture.
A lot of birds.
Yeah, which I get a nice animal painting for the crib.
Yeah,
make this shit look dope.
That's a fucking GWB, son.
Get it, George W. Bush, you stupid bitch. Wait, did you write that article that my friend Johnny told me about? Sorry I called you a stupid bitch.
You know, as much as we give him shit for the men's rights thing, he was kind of right for the paternity test suit that he sent me the article about.
So what
this
is,
guy,
what is that,
because he's legally married to this woman, he just never got married.
Yeah.
She had a kid in a one-night stand. Where
wasn't
that,
even
Iowa?
His kid, son.
Apparently
yeah,
in Iowa, if you're legally married to a bitch, it doesn't matter who jizzed in her, you owe her money for that kid.
Oof, that's rough.
That's a terrible law.
How'd that even get passed? Johnny, look into that. I want everyone researching things.
Democrat, so this guy now, who hasn't seen her in like 15 years, they just never got divorced, owes her money.
How much money?
Child support every month. Portion
for
of his,
17 years.
Yeah, whatever
17
it is.
Years for
son,
this guy's
wages.
Done.
Yeah. He doesn't really make much.
I would just
anyway.
Bounce.
Yeah, guess he
technically,
to Canada.
I was thinking about is he
the fuck you living in Iowa for anyway?
Is he a cuck to the government then? Because like technically, he's paying for something.
The government is straight fucking him. He's not a cuck to the government.
No, he's a cuck
but
to his
like,
wife.
The government's kind of making him watch and pay for it. So like, I kind of cuck. It's like you know Shane Diesel piping your chick out. Shout out to Blackzilla.
Oh, Jesus Christ, really creepy.
Oh, just
shouting out.
But that is a that's a crazy fucking law.
Yeah, that's fucked
there
up.
There was some shit where if you sign the birth certificate and later I don't remember where that is, but if you sign the birth certificate but then later find out that it's not your kid, you still owe the money.
But yeah, your name's on the fucking that little bastard.
Yeah, but all they do is like here right. Sign this. They just hand it to a dude in the room.
Yeah, that's some weird shit, son.
Yeah.
Dana, did you find that out?
Yeah.
How much?
It turns out a print is gonna be like under $30 or an original is, you know, a couple thousand.
Couple
What's
thousand?
A couple thousand?
Three?
There's, let's see, like 1,500. There's one. Wow.
It's like having those aren't the ones. Those are just paintings of George Bush. George Bush actually painted his own paintings.
The ornaments are $30.
Ain't nothing. Fucking fill this room with ornaments.
That's wow, son.
I'll just put them together like a collage, son.
Yeah, so we know there's gonna be a Christmas tree in the Gas Digital Network studios, and we're gonna get ornaments.
Do they celebrate that yet? I don't know if the boss celebrates that.
Look, then we'll bring our own In-N-Out every week.
We could bring some like menorah candles, called it like that.
Is Ralph Jewish?
I think he is. Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
No, totally Dana's good. Jewish.
I knew it.
I know.
I'm Jewish.
I mean,
I'm Jewish.
Johnny's an anti-Semite, so he's not
at
a Jew.
Not at all. I don't mind working for Jews. We all work for them, right?
I mean, I guess now.
Yeah.
We work for one.
This is going in a bad direction. You listen to High Society Radio at HS Radio Show on Twitter, on GasDigitalNetwork.com. GasDigitalNetwork.com. You pick up all sorts of dope ass swag. SDR, Dave Smith's Part of the Problem, the Real Ass Podcast with Louis J. Gomez. And you can buy a bunch of snapbacks from us, High Society Radio. I love a snapback. I think the fitted is going the way of the dinosaur.
You cut the top off one of the snapbacks, wear like a visor and shit.
I didn't even think of that.
Change
that's
it
amazing.
Up a little bit. That'd be nice.
So that's why I want to buy two HSR hats.
Oh, yeah,
one I'm going to cut up, turn into a nice visor, like you just suggested, and one for when I keep the top of my head out of the sun.
There you go.
Because the fucking top of your head gets hot, buddy. Gets warm out there.
Also, shout out to Bernie Sanders, who's in my old neighborhood tonight.
Oh, yeah.
He's really digging for fucking votes. If you're in that part of the Bronx, you're really digging for votes.
He wants to fucking put a dent to Hillary,
man.
Yo,
but he's not getting no minority votes. He's just out there trying to get robbed so he can say, this is Obama's
America. He actually really isn't. He's doing pretty bad with a lot of minorities, right?
I don't get it either, son.
Well, Asians vote Republican, and then, Hispanics are going Hillary. Like, not mostly, but, like, it's close. And black people are all going Hillary.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. And, women. He got arrested in his fucking civil rights movement with Dr. King and shit. I don't know how he's fucking losing the black vote. Damn, that's fucked up.
Bronx Giants got ears to the streets.
I'm just saying.
You're throwing that shit out there, man. You're like a fucker. You should be out stumping for Bernie Sanders right now. Why are you doing this show? You should be knocking on fucking doors.
You a Bernie Sanders fan?
I don't like that old motherfucker.
I mean, I heard he's going to end racism in 4 years.
He reminds me of Dick Jones, bro. There's something dirty about that dude.
Dick Jones! I work for Dick Jones!
Kashuk looks like a fucking Red Foreman. I can't fuck with him neither.
What was fucking Red Foreman's name in RoboCop?
God damn. Buda Baker or whatever.
Buda Baker?
It's something like that.
Is it?
I think so.
Butter Baker, but something.
Let's stop talking about RoboCop. Look, you already know we're talking about Backpage too much. At least there's different ads on Backpage.
Look, this fucking show is about three fucking things: RoboCop,
Demolition
Backpage.com, and Demolition Man.
Don't forget Sneakers and Merengue. So it's five things, really.
Occasionally, some fucking Fast and Furious talk.
It was Clarence Boedeker.
Clarence Boedeker, all right. Johnny, you win absolutely nothing.
When I posted on Reddit that we were going to do the NXT show, somebody just wrote, "I can't wait to see how he pronounces Shinsuke Nakamura."
Oh, you said it. I'm not going to say that shit.
You're a broadcaster, Johnny. You have to say it.
You know what? If we got a green screen, you can just like superimpose your mouth on mine. It looks like I said it.
Or you guys can just make out and
don't get out of here.
Fuck the super part. Just impose your mouth on each other.
I'm just gonna please. I'm gonna just yell Martha at him. That makes you stop, right? If he just yelled that shit at
only somebody. If we were Revolutionary War cosplay.
Don't you guys love cosplay? I do.
Yo, them bitches be looking eyed in that shit. Son.
I'm actually infuriated at the amount of excuses adults look for to put on fucking costumes.
Why is all right? What's SantaCon, right? Why isn't there EasterCon?
They did have an Easter. They had like an Easter fetish ball.
Because Purim is right before fucking that shit. Now hipsters just celebrate Purim.
Wait, which one's Purim?
Purim is fucking Hasidic Halloween.
I thought that's that shit fucking Winnie the Pooh.
What?
Shut up, John.
That's honey, you stupid
porridge.
There you go.
Those were the three little bears.
All kinds of bears.
Well, one of them was little.
You thought Purim was porridge.
I didn't know it was a holiday.
We've talked about it on the show multiple times.
Once a week, you make me just want to wrap this mic cord around my neck and start masturbating.
So now the show's about Demolition Man, RoboCop, and Kung Fu.
What about Kung Fu, the TV show from the 70s?
I love Kung Fu, son.
David Carradine, bro?
Yeah, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Boy.
I love David Carradine. Loved. Rest in peace, bro.
Went out like a real dude.
Kung Fu and Kung Fu the Legend Continues, Kill Bill, a bunch of other crazy ass movies.
Apparently all you had to do to fuck him up was put him in a real naked choco. He can't get out of that shit. All kinds of fucked up.
Wow, you want to speak ill of the dead like that? You really want to do that, huh, buddy?
What, is his ghost going to come get me, son?
I'd be fucking scared of David Carradine's ghost.
Oh, well, he's mad skinny, son. He look like a fucking vegetarian. Ain't no vegetarian fucking me up like that. Not no dead one, at least.
All right, so you don't think David Carradine, while he was alive, couldn't fuck you up?
Hell no, son. He talks soft. I ain't scared of no soft-talking motherfucker. Skinny, too? No, thank you.
You're just inviting trouble from the netherworld. Because I'm guessing he's a scary ghost now. I'm sure he's
Asian. Probably got like belt loops on his neck and shit. I'm like, yo, I know who you are, son. I don't give a fuck.
That's disgusting. And you keep shitting on Bill, he's gonna fucking get you.
Died in that movie too.
Yeah, the Five Finger Death Punch, right?
Yeah, that was. They could have done that better.
Really?
They had like a conversation about life, and then you kill that motherfucker. That's a real like feminist move, son.
Oh my! Stop with the fucking men's rights shit, dude. Seriously, let him rock. It's real. I know. I think you're joking about it. I'm not 100% sure.
Didn't he take care of that seat?
Really,
he
the guy bad? Who talks about Backpage every week is joking about men's rights.
What you mean?
Joking.
How you mean?
It's a man's right to buy pussy.
I treat them ladies right.
God damn it!
At least you used the nice term this time.
We're all bad people. You two are worse than me, but we're all bad people.
Are we fucking scaling it now?
Yeah, we're scaling our shittiness.
Just hang out with us and have genital wars.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't. That was a goddamn... That was not real.
Okay. You know what you did last night.
That was a joke.
We can go talk about it on the show.
Oh, shit.
All right. So, what's this robot auto racing? Because I want in on it.
No, why would you want... It's fucking stupid. They're doing like NASCAR, but robots.
Are there robots?
They're like drones.
Oh, hell yeah. You don't want to be... I thought we were all going to become drone pilots.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, but why would you want a car drone? This is stupider than the stupid drone rodeos that they have.
Drones are going to be the first drones to start delivering shit.
Wait,
so.
Is it a car drone or a self-driving car? What's the difference?
No, they're like car drones. They're trying to come out with a self-driving car league in the next few years.
That's kind
of. And the cars will be really fast, but like, what the fuck is the point of watching car racing if nobody can die? It's all about
car,
people dying.
A car can kind of die. They had that shit, those robo-bots.
A car can die.
I mean, if you're fucking...
Are we believing in animism now? What the fuck are you talking about?
If there's no humans in it, they could, they could just crash these fucking things all the time. I'm sure that's probably the appeal of it.
Oh, hell yeah.
Cars exploding.
Oh, so they have to crash, but they're going to be dumb expensive.
You could do death races and shit. Mad awesome.
NASCAR's got dough.
It's not NASCAR. It's some upstart fucking robo-league.
Yeah, but they'll get some VCs, dump some cash in there. It'll be fine. Like, yeah, son's the future.
Yeah.
What was that show on, like, sci-fi or comedy?
BattleBots.
They were supposed to bring it back. Did it ever
It was off
air?
A little bit, I think, like 2 summers ago. But the worst
robot fighting show was that stupid shit that Chris Jericho hosted.
It just looked
like giant Rock'em Sock'em robots.
Yeah, what? It was pretty bad.
It was really dumb.
It was on sci-fi, too, I think.
Yeah, if you look up a YouTube video, just Google Chris Jericho robot show.
BattleBots, I think?
It's not BattleBots. BattleBots was the Comedy Central show about robots.
People would build robots.
But then it just got whacked because the only ones that won was the one that was, like, the wedge. The wedge just beat everything.
Oh, geez.
The streamlined wedge that was just a remote control car just beat everything.
God damn it. Sucks. They should have just banned the wedge.
They should have banned the wedge. That would have made it interesting.
That's
Some of the wedges had like buzz saws on them.
If I was the president of robot battle botting, I would have banned them and say this is an illegal fucking
But move. The hobbyists love to build a wedge.
Come on.
It was the most efficient
BattleBot. It's cheap. You know, you got to get creative. So ban the wedge. Bam. BattleBots comes back. Everyone's brilliant and making money. I mean, serious fucking cash now. I mean, serious fucking BattleBot.
No, because the other one that always won besides the wedge was the shit that you just put like hammers on it and it spins really fast.
That's dope.
Didn't they have one with a piston in it and I would like punch shit?
One had a piss in it?
A piston.
One of them, because it was like weird point system where as long as the thing touched you, you got a point. And one was just like a multi-bot, but it got killed by the... So there was like 5 robots being controlled at once, but then that just lost to the wedge.
Goddamn. See, if they would have just banned the wedge, why aren't I fucking running the BattleBot, I guess, organization?
You know nothing about robots?
I know that, I know how to...
I know that the wedge is stupid. I got the one idea. I think you got to build on that.
Yes.
Like a robot. You start with a good idea, robot,
and then
you build it up into a wedge.
Guess what? No
genius.
No one had the idea to ban the wedge with BattleBots, and guess what BattleBots doing now? Jack and shit.
I think there's still recreational BattleBot League.
Yeah, you got some nerds in the park doing something.
No, but I mean, we're talking about fucking building this thing and not tearing it down with these wedge goddamn robots. I'm saying fucking get it back on TV, get it on pay-per-view.
You talking about that Hugh Jackman movie?
Hugh Jackman movie. I love that movie. I love his relationship with that child. It was fantastic.
Yeah, the Chris Jericho shit was like, looked like that son. Stupid movie. What was that called? Steel Deal or
Real Steel? Beat Up Robot, I think it's called.
Oh, that ain't my kid.
Real steel. Real steel.
Yo, what, like, why did his mom let him hang with him so much, especially late at night? Like,
I didn't watch that stupid fucking.
I don't think that was his kid, B. That's something weird about
Wolverine
that.
Wolverine don't need no robots. Why is Wolverine controlling Sentinels and shit?
Hell yeah, son.
Took me completely out of
devil magic.
I read this once. If someone cut off Wolverine's dick, would Wolverine grow a new dick, or would a dick grow a new Wolverine?
Both.
Oh, shit.
Two Wolverines?
Yeah.
So hot.
If you cut off his balls, all the sperm.
So it'd be like a double-sided dildo, but like one inside of
him.
Old man Logan, son.
Oh, you heard
all
the,
about
the next
that
Wolverine?
Dirk.
Jesus Christ.
Is the Hulk going to be in it?
I would have to be, right? I mean, let's go back to comic book talk because we're fucking nerds. The new
BattleBots comic book.
Yeah, really.
The Chris new, Jericho's show was Robot Combat. Robot.
Yeah, that
combat
shit was terrible. Could you have a video of that? Just like a preview video so we could watch it? Yeah. You never saw this, Stanley?
I've never seen this.
It was fucking awful.
I don't know. Sounds pretty cool. I love Y2K.
Y2J.
Whatever.
What?
Yeah, look how fucking bad this looks.
That's pretty cool, actually.
But they're on. They're not. They're tethered to something.
Yeah, they're probably the batteries. Who are these people building these fucking walking robots?
People that can't get no ass on the weekend, son.
Oh my god! Actually, that looked pretty cool. I wouldn't mind watching that show.
No, but it's not that good. You saw like a 2 second clip. Like, there's a huge build up to it. It's not.
They do
good.
Like weigh ins and crap.
Why would they weigh in metal robots? Give us a fuck.
They were weighing in the fucking people in the metal robots.
Oh right,
fucking so stupid.
I don't know.
Like, would you want? I don't like bring
don't,
Jousting.
You better
back.
Not fucking front on me.
Jousting would be nice.
Jousting?
Oh yeah.
I think they did try that. It was like fucking hardcore jousting or something.
I'd pay to see that.
Yeah, you'd pay.
That was American Gladiators.
Then we can go to fucking.
It was an event called The Joust.
Then we can go to Renaissance fairs, you and I, Johnny.
Let's just go to medieval times and eat with our hands.
That was my shit, son.
Really? That was your shit?
Yo, dog, they have ham.
I don't think it's fun after you turn seven.
No, it's
no, not. Son, yo, they get into that. Like, this horse shit, they don't give a fuck, son. They get in there. They're like, yo, whatever, son. Horse shit everywhere. They just throwing each other on there. It's like, yo, you got horse shit on your face. And you eating chicken with your hands.
Who's throwing horse shit at the crowd?
No, they're not throwing that at the crowd. The two dudes, red and blue, fighting the kingdoms or whatnot. They in there and shit.
You mean the sections of the restaurant?
Yo, forget NXT takeover tomorrow. We need to go to Medieval Times and just do a live broadcast.
Yo, son, that'd be bold. Yo, you get beer.
You be the color man. I'll be the play-by-play.
Oh, son.
You'd be you just get grease all over the fucking microphone.
Get some beer from wenches and shit. It's a good time. Well,
luckily, we have these benefactors with Gas Digital. They'll just give us grease microphones.
Or just...
Ralph, we need grease-proof microphones!
That's just for this show right now. And that's mostly for me. And Chris, he's Italian.
Racism
and men's rights activists. So what? So tomorrow, tell everyone again what time you're going to be doing the NXT show.
10 o'clock NXT takeover starts. We're going to probably start, 9:30? We'll do our WrestleMania pre-show and go right into NXT takeover.
Are we only doing 30 minutes for WrestleMania?
All right, we'll do 45 or something. We get here at 9, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, give me a taste of the WrestleMania because I don't know what the main event is. I don't know anything.
Shane McMahon versus The Undertaker. We already
that's
talked about
that's the main event?
I'm pretty sure that's
going to be the title fight.
Listen, the title, I guarantee you the last match will be Shane McMahon versus The Undertaker. They have not. WrestleMania is in Texas, and they have not advertised
an appearance
of Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Oh, shit.
He's going to be there.
So you know this is going to be stunners and shit.
can he still even do a stunner? I thought his back and knee were all
you
fucked
wild.
Anybody could do a stunner. That's I was giving my fucking 3-year-old cousin stunners on Easter.
And you got a bad foot.
Exactly.
Got a club foot.
So you're,
I had to use my other foot for the setup kick.
You're calling it right now that... that
Austin interferes in the Shane McMahon Undertaker
in the main event.
I'm telling you, there's no way. How is that not happening?
Who's he hit the stunner on? McMahon.
I say the Undertaker.
Damn, son's
crazy. But I don't even know if the Undertaker will even lose after that. You never know. You could have Kane come out. It could be crazy.
Oh shit!
Wait,
Kane or just regular Kane?
Regular Kane.
Regular.
He's got to defend his brother.
Does he have the mask back or is it?
Yeah. He's just doing too much with his life, son. He got slacks on with shoes and loafers.
I thought he looked good at this.
That was mad weird,
dude. Corporate that dude is like 55. He had a six pack. He was ripped. Kane's a genetic freak.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. He's good on the mic, too. They just never put him on it.
Dr. Isaac Yankman, son.
Does he come out as Dr. Isaac Yankum?
That would be great. If he just started pulling shit.
I always wanted him to do that for a Rumble, son. Just like come out like Mick Foley and shit. Do like four characters.
But he only has two, right?
No, he has different variations of Kane.
No, but still, that's still Kane.
No, because different masks. He got one that looks like a ham sandwich on his face.
What?
That's a new one. Oh, it looks like a fruit by the foot kind of shit. It's weird.
You look like a fruit by the foot, Johnny.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
Johnny looks like
a dick.
Johnny looks like
a
dick.
This is a new roast podcast. We're going to roast each other.
It's called Roasties.
Kenny Rogers Roasters. That's what we'll call it.
Need that
completely
money,
original name.
Roasties, the podcast.
Yeah, you won't come for the Ruck and Wrestling podcast?
I doubt that's going to happen.
It'd be nice.
Why, you're not drinking. Why wouldn't you come hang out with us and watch wrestling?
I don't know anything about wrestling.
On a Friday night, dog?
People were asking where you're going to be.
Hell yeah, bro.
I don't know where I'm going to be.
People were upset that you didn't interview Dan Severn 2 weeks ago.
Really?
Yeah. Let that shit go, son.
A good idea because I don't know anything about Dan Severn other than he was a UFC guy.
No. You don't get what he's talking about, though, because he felt some sort of way. And it wasn't a bad interview. He just felt some sort of way. A guy like, you know, Pepper should be doing this interview.
Because in my mind, it's like the guy who never watches MMA or wrestling.
I watched that last Conor McGregor fight and the one before that. And I saw Ronda Rousey lose. And I know nothing about anything in fucking MMA.
Well, you know who the fucking money is. So.
Seems like Connor, you are quite the fair weather
fan. Oh, man. Someone on fucking 4chan. We bring up 4chan. This will create the same fucking things we talk about every week.
You gotta hit your themes. You gotta hit your
good
posts.
Good point. Someone on 4chan like a few weeks ago, after McGregor lost, like posted pictures of McGregor like with strippers like doing coke and shit. And then there was like the one picture of McGregor just like yelling at the guy all pissed off, like, why the fuck are you taking pictures?
Yeah, that they should, if you're in VIP, your man should be looking at out your back. Yo, you gotta give me a phone. No phones.
Yeah, but I don't think the guy like sold the pictures or anything. He just put them on 4chan like an idiot.
He's a dickhead, though. Dry snitching.
What's that?
Dry snitching out there. If you're a fan of Conor, why would you put that up?
I don't know, bro.
Is anybody less of a fan of him because he was fucking strippers after he lost? Who cares?
And banging out rails?
Yeah.
Well, good for him. He's not supposed to be doing rails because he's a drug test. And it ain't working.
I assumed he does that all the time.
No.
The guy was like a maniac.
I'll tell you something off there.
And then,
I got a story about that.
Okay.
I got a story.
And didn't John Jones just get arrested?
Yeah, drag racing.
That was a while ago.
No, he recently got arrested.
He got arrested since they reinstated him?
Yeah. He was doing some shit in Mexico, like drag racing or something in Mexico, and it was a violation of his probation. I don't know if he was drunk.
That was months ago.
No, that was recently, man. Look that shit up, son.
Damn, yo.
John Jones let me down, son. John Bone Jones. He's hiding in that fucking UFC game.
Bones Jones.
It's good money.
Is he ever come back, Johnny? Right now?
He's
done, right?
No, he's coming
fucking
back.
Over and done with.
He's coming back.
That coked out psychopath's done.
Yo, son, he gets bitches, though. I can't hit on him fast.
I can't. Do not find this. I'm not finding this.
All right,
so John Bone Jones, Mexico, son.
I had some bad information, and Johnny backed me up. Huge surprise.
Oh, yeah. No, here we go.
Oh, shit.
Oh, suck and fuck.
What? All right. We're wrapping up. It's been High Society Radio. At HS Radio Show on Twitter. Instagram.com/...
I wanted to end with something else tonight, Daniel. Drop that fucking music.
All right. We're going to end with...
We didn't even talk about this new study, the government study about people being losers.
The song is
we'll
El
talk
Scorcho.
It while the song's on.
El Scorcho by
Weezer.
I
also wanted to look at these State Department tweets. We didn't get to that either.
Oh, my God.
We're going to get to it next week, and I'll tell you when to hit it.
I don't think we're going to talk about these State Department
tweets.
No,
we never do that.
Spring break State Department tweets next week. It doesn't make any sense.
Look, you know what?
It makes sense next week.
Chris, I'm going to tell you something right now. I live my life like every week is spring break, so it makes total sense to do it. And spring break's the
worst. Really? Were you always tired when you went on spring break?
No,
was it a weird one when you were smoking crack with that guy in Florida?
I wasn't smoking crack with that guy.
Right.
He sold crack to someone we know that I was with, but we didn't smoke it. We returned the crack rock because we didn't want to smoke it.
That sounds like
you returned
lie.
It.
Yeah, we fucking he gave
who
us
the
a refund.
Who the fuck buys drugs and returns it? I don't know.
We didn't want the crack.
Why don't you flip it?
I'm just going to do a couple of these, though. The State Department tweets are pretty quick. Basically, they said if you travel abroad and from the U.S. and you're a three, you need to bring a letter of apology from the State Department. They were just trying to joke around with people, but somebody in the State Department who's running their Twitter is in trouble.
Yeah, no shit.
Basically, they said, like, is she not a 10 in the U.S.? Then she's not a 10 overseas. Don't get caught spending money for extra drinks or getting kidnapped. If she's not a dime... In the United States, she's going to kidnap you and you're going to wake up in a bathtub with no kidneys.
Basically.
Is what people are implying.
That's weird. It's a weird thing to fucking tweet
if you're
out.
A three, you in the United States, you must carry a handwritten letter of apology and with you in order to travel.
This was the State Department?
Yeah, the State Department verification check fucking Twitter.
What fucking bro is running their shitty fucking Twitter
Somebody
account?
Somebody was bored at work having some shit to
Somebody use. Offered you a free trip abroad, but the free luggage they offered is lined with cocaine? Beware of these scams. See, that's good advice. I've seen Locked Up Abroad and that movie with Claire Danes. Seems like a bad move.
Claire Danes.
He loves Claire Danes.
The fuck?
here's then they put the reason why that last tweet ended up there is because they put up a poll as like, do you accept the luggage with the fucking with lined with cocaine? 53% take the luggage, 47% I refuse the luggage.
I'm taking the luggage.
It's pretty 50.
Oh, it's spring break, dog. You need that fucking yak, son.
Hell yeah.
At least, yeah.
Get this John, party started. Let's go.
Like John just said, at least flip it.
Hell yeah.
All right, it's HS Radio Show. So I went to Weezer last night. It was awesome.
So what?
So
who'd you go to Weezer with?
I went to fucking, and I want to hear them plug and play.
Did you go with a chick? You went with your chick?
No, I did not.
You just
want
to see
chick.
Some betas on stage?
Listen, do not talk ill about Rivers Cuomo. I'm Chris Pepperhick Stanley.
So wait, who'd you go with?
Bronx Johnny.
Chris from Brooklyn. Brooklyn. Who'd you go with?
I went with Chris in Brooklyn. Hey,
oh, did you? I didn't go to see Weezer. Oh, look, it didn't get hit. Who'd you go to Weezer with?
I'm the epitome, a public enemy. Why you wanna go and do me like that? Come down on the street and dance with me. I'm alive like you. Never heard of them. How cool is that? So I went to your room and read your diary. Watching grunge leg drop New Jack to a press table. And then my heart stopped listening to Cho Cho San. Fall in love all over again. I'm alive like you. I wish I could get my head out of the sand. Cause I think we'd make a good team. And you would keep my fingernails clean. But that's just a stupid dream that I won't realize. Cause I can't even look in your eyes without shaking. And I ain't faking. I'll bring home the turkey if you bring home the turkey.